This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So let's get a little bit more insight into Penn State and some of the players they might be offering up in the NFL. We turn to a guy that puts the happy in Happy Valley. If you listen to Penn State football, you will absolutely love him. He is Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football, and right now he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
Andy, great to be with you, Jeff. You as well. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to talking. Do you like that? You put the happy in Happy Valley on Saturdays. How's that sound? Yeah.
Well, some days it's so great it's ecstatic.
Okay, so the Browns are sitting with the second pick in the draft, Steve, and, you know, quarterback. But I keep looking at this young man from Penn State and thinking, man, do I want him at defensive end?
I want him too.
Yeah, and everybody has him. If he's not the highest ranked player in the draft, he's second behind Genty from Boise State. In other words, he's a premier talent. How good is Abdul Carter? And I ask you as a guy who watched Micah Parsons.
Yeah, he's a game changer. Because what they did, they were going to move Micah Parsons his junior year to a position where he was going to be rushing a lot. So the way the Cowboys used him. Carter was moved from linebacker to defensive end, and he played it out this past year. And the question was going to be, when you move from a linebacking spot, which means he knows how to play the pass, by the way. So that means he knows how to, on a zone blitz, how to play it. When you move him there, his speed and quickness came into play, but you're also going up against a bigger man. When you are blitzing as a linebacker, a lot of times you're being picked up by a running back. Well, his speed and quickness and his pure upper body strength showed right away, and he had no problem handling it. He's a game changer the way he plays. He attacks quarterbacks, attacks the ball, and he really is a difficult handler. You really can't handle him one-on-one. And he is somebody that works very, very hard at his craft. I'll give you a side story before we get to the next question. And that is, Jack Ham and I would observe him after practices. And while guys do a few things here and there, and then they go to the locker room, he stayed extra time on the field with Deion Barnes, who's Penn State's defensive line coach, and also Torrence Brown, who works with the defensive line. And he'd be working on his craft every day. Today I'm going to work on takeoffs. Today I'm going to work on hand placement. That's how much he cared about being a really great defensive end, because he would put in the extra time, and that would be the kind of player somebody's getting.
How quick for him to adapt to the NFL game?
I don't think it's going to take long because of what he did this past year in college.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you have to make a move like that from an inside linebacking spot or outside linebacking spot like he did to then playing a down spot at defensive end and showed that he could do it, he's the kind of athlete that can be a game wrecker. I don't think it's going to be a real big transition for him.
Maybe put on a little size. It's just weird because, you know, we sit here, we watch Myles Garrett every week, and as I'm just thinking back to the Ohio State game, too, for Abdul Carter, and I was like, oh, man, I hope the Browns get him next year. Yeah. But it's just weird because we look at this, like, if you're sitting in Cleveland, the prototypical defensive end now is Myles Garrett, who is just like a superhero. Do you think he needs to get a little bigger for the pros? Or?
It's interesting because he's 259 pounds, but he's really, I mean, I'm talking put together.
Yeah.
Now, Myles Garrett is put together. I mean, Myles Garrett is, I mean, he is a platinum standard. And Abdul Carter is just really put together. Can his frame handle a little more weight? Yeah, it could handle a little more weight. Mm-hmm. Now, do I want him at 290 pounds? No, because I think that would lessen his effectiveness. But I think when you look at, I'll give you a guy, he's a different kind of player.
Okay.
But look how effective Nolan Smith was as an undersized guy at defensive end for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. And it's your ability these days is to, on that takeoff, Carter's takeoff is so good. He's already got an offensive tackle in a defensive position as an offensive tackle. And that's what he does with his quickness. And also he's done a great job of becoming more violent with his hands. Garrett, of course, has all that. He's violent with his hands. He's violent, you know, his takeoff is second to none. So my question for Carter would be, can he put on a little bit more with the frame he has? Yeah, because he played at linebacker 245 to 249. So he was able to put on 10 to 15 pounds in the past year and was quicker and better. So he can put a little bit more on? Sure, but I wouldn't want to put so much on where now he's become a different kind of player.
Steve Jones joining us. He is the radio play-by-play voice of Penn State football. In this draft, and it's kind of weird, and the Browns are in the draft for the first time in a while because of the Deshaun Watson trade, giving up all those number ones. But Tennessee needs a quarterback. The Browns need a quarterback. The Giants need a quarterback, and they're drafting 1, 2, 3 in a year where there's no clear-cut guy that this should be the quarterback. I've not seen Abdul dropping anywhere really past New York, maybe. It seems like if Tennessee doesn't take him, the Browns just will. At least that's the feel that everybody else gets, and he's certainly not getting past the Giants if the Browns and Tennessee both take quarterbacks. What are you hearing, Steve? Have you heard any buzz that one team likes him more than the other? Because, again, I can't see him dropping out of the top three.
Yeah, I can't see him dropping out of the top three either, Jeff. I mean, when I look at where what everybody's doing, and is there a quarterback? And we know how valuable that position is. But is there a guy in this draft where you sit back and go, game changer?
Probably not.
Carter is a game changer. Just like, look, Myles Garrett, when you got him, was a game changer. First overall pick in the draft and was a game changer and has become one of the absolute elite players in the league. Carter, I think, has a chance to be that kind of player and be a long-term type of player. Whereas at quarterback, you know, it takes a while. And that's the problem with the quarterback spot. It takes a while to get used to the speed of the game. I mean, these guys are coming at you at 100 miles an hour. And it takes a long time for your mind to get the game down to 5 to 10 miles an hour. When you're a defensive end, you can be a game wrecker right out of the gate. And I think that a game wrecker right out of the gate would be really important for any team, whether it's the Titans, the Giants, or the Browns. And look, the Giants fouled up. I mean, look, when they had a chance to draft Micah Parsons and they went for Kadarius Toney.
Okay. Oops.
That's a good way to put it.
Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kevin Stefanski's taking over the offense again here in Cleveland. He likes to use the tight ends. David Njoku is here, but it does look like he is going to – I would think the Browns will pick up another tight end. And I got to tell you, we also had the chance to watch – Tyler Warren play a little bit this year, and that boy can play
a
little bit of tight end. Just your thoughts on him and his ability to improve between his junior and senior year. His numbers went off the charts.
He is the kind of guy that Kevin Stefanski would love because he just loves to play, and he's a great athlete. So Andy Kultanicki comes in as the offensive coordinator at Penn State. And, you know, because of spring practice, you're a fifth-year player. You do some things, but not everything. And they were recruiting another tight end once spring practice was over last year. And they said, hey, you should see this guy's basketball tape. They said, oh, okay. And he said, well, one of the other coaches said, well, it's not as great as Warren's basketball tape. And Andy looked over. He says, Warren's basketball tape? He says, yeah. He says, you want to see it? He says, yeah. After he saw it, he went, oh, my God, what can we do with this guy? All right, so now he played 9 different spots on the field last year for Penn State.
Wow.
Great hands. You're talking about meat cleaver hands. Great hands. Right? Run the quarterback sneak, run a quarterback draw with him. He can throw the football. He can do all of these things in an offense that brings such a variety where every time a defense lined up against Penn State, the first thing they had to find was, where's 44? Every time. Now, that doesn't usually happen with tight ends in the game. But with him, because they lined him up all over the field and used him in a wide variety of ways, he had to be found every time. Now, the next part is, part of that leap that you talk about is he has become an excellent blocker over time. That's why you can use him at the tight end spot. You can use him at the H-back spot. And attitude, okay? When James Franklin brought in Carter and Warren to tell them they were first-team All-Americans, he brought in Carter first, and Carter's like, oh, this is incredible. I can't wait to tell my family. This is awesome. Wow, I'm going to get my picture up on the wall at Penn State. The whole thing's great.
Nice.
Then he brought Warren in. He says, you're first-team All-American. Congratulations. Warren's reaction was, thanks.
I like both of those responses for a variety of reasons. That's
yes.
great. That's great.
I think what's interesting about him, and if he ends up in Cleveland, which I would love, with Kevin Stefanski, is he likes to sneaky put guys in back at the H-back or the fullback spot because they don't normally list one. And to me, just looking at Warren, I mean, the numbers that he had on the ground this year were okay, you know, enough for a guy that you might want to use a tight end. But if you're trying to get him on the field to do a little bit more, that it wouldn't shock me at all. He does seem like a perfect fit for a Kevin Stefanski offense.
But, Steve, he's going in the first round, right?
Oh, Warren is definitely a first-round pick. In fact, I think he's a top 15 pick.
Yeah.
I think in the end, he's a guy that didn't really need to work out at the combine. Why bother? He laid down enough video this year. And I'll give you an idea of the kind of guy, player he is. Penn State's trying to close out the game at Minnesota. All right. And it was a fourth down play. And Drew Aller rolled, and the play was supposed to go to Singleton to the right. And Warren was able to slip out and get out into the flat on the far side of the field. Well, Aller turns around, finds him, and Warren catches it, and he's at the 2-yard line, and instead of going in, he went right down to the ground because he knew he could end the game by doing that. I mean, when you have a guy that's a great athlete that also, quote, knows how to play the game, you've got to slice it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Gold.
Steve Jones is joining us. He's the radio play-by-play voice of Penn State football. You mentioned Drew Aller. We were just getting there. Drew's from Northeast Ohio. Drew was coming out for the draft, then went back to Penn State and probably coming out next year. What do you think of Drew as an NFL quarterback? Because if you like him, we're willing to wait.
Yeah, well, believe me, he'll be worth the wait, because you're going to get a guy going into the NFL next year that when he starts against Nevada in the opening game of this upcoming season, it'll be the 30th start of his career. So he'll end up with the number of starts in his career in his 40s. So you're talking about 6'5", fabulous arm, every year becomes more accurate. And not only that, when you are playing against the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Notre Dames, you know, the SMUs and people like that that he's played against, he has seen every conceivable collegiate defense, and he has seen every conceivable collegiate speed of defense. So you're going to get a guy that has gone through all of it. And because of that, he has a better feel for the game because of that experience to go with his natural talent. And you talk about a great attitude, hard worker, first guy in the building. I mean, he's the first guy in the building. He's watching video in the morning before he goes to classes. And this is a guy that just is dedicated to being an excellent quarterback. And each year he gets better and better, and I think the best is yet to come for Drew.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because we're huge Drew. I know that we got a chance to watch him in high school.
We watch him here at Medina High School.
I remember the first time I watched him, I was like, man, this kid looks like Ben Roethlisberger playing with eighth graders out there. That's how good he looked in high school. But you know, as we watch the season progress, and we are rooting for him because we want to see him play in the NFL. When the season was over and he said, I'm going back to Penn State, I was like, that's a good idea, because I think he needs one more year. And I really do think that was a fantastic decision. Even though you look at the draft this year and we're saying, well, the quarterback class isn't that good. You tell me, am I right? I want to believe that I'm right and everything. So he needs one more year. And I think when we see him play one more year, there won't be any doubts next year.
See, that takes maturity on his part to make that kind of decision. And it also tells you a lot. He has a great family around him. So they're doing what they think is best for him. And in the end, it's best for Penn State, but doing best for him. Because you're right, one more year is really going to benefit him, because he's been able to get better every year here. And as I said, the best is yet to come for him. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. And I think it takes a lot of maturity to do something like that. And when you do something like that and make a mature decision, if I'm an NFL team, that tells me something, right? That the guy has the maturity to sit back and say, you know what, one more year is really going to help me.
Yeah,
right? And you're going to get a better player because of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him in the NFL, but I do think he needed to go back another year. I think it's great for Penn State. Speaking of Penn State, just your thoughts on Jim Knowles making the move over from Columbus.
Well, you know, I mean, here's a guy from St. Joe's Prep down in Philly. I mean, that's where he came out of, so he's a Pennsylvania guy. Jim Knowles has not just a good reputation, he has a great reputation. Mm-hmm. He has been somebody that's done just great work. He has the ability to take players and put them in the right spots, which is critical for any defense along the way. Look how well Ohio State played, especially down the stretch with their defense. And the game at Beaver Stadium was a good example against Penn State. They were able to come up with two goal line stands in that game, one at the end of the first half and one near the end of the game with about 5.5 minutes to go. And his team against a very good Penn State offense was able to come up with that, and he made the right calls at the right times. He does a good job of putting players in the right position at the right time, and it makes a difference. And he has a great skill for calling the game. So for Penn State, it's a real statement for James Franklin that he looked around and said, and he told Pat Kraft, the athletic director, hey, look, I'm looking for the best guy out there. And he was told, go get the best guy that you think out there, because Tom Allen had left for Clemson. And he identified as he thought Jim Knowles was the best guy. So he went out and got him, and I think he's a big difference maker for Penn State.
And it makes it fun to watch these Big Ten games, too. It just adds a little bit more drama.
A little more juice.
One more storyline.
One more storyline going to Ohio State in October.
It'll be fun. Steve, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your perspective on stuff, and hopefully we can talk to you maybe right after the draft or around the draft again, too. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, anytime you guys want. It's my pleasure. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Steve Jones.
Thank you, Steve.
Voice of Happy Valley right there, Penn State football especially. Nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.